Thank you, Thibault, and thank you for the invitation. Okay, so this talk will be mainly about bare class one function in the general context, but at some point there will be an application to Banach space theory, namely a characterization of the separability of the dual space of an arbitrary Banach space. An arbitrary general Banach space. Of the separability of the dual space. The dual. Dual. Okay. So what is, well, the starting point of this work was a paper by Dargy and Evans. So the general idea is the following. You take a function and you know its values only on a small set, and you want to recover all the values of the functions in a simple way. So of course this won't be possible for any kind of function. You've got to have some kind of regularity, and the kind of regularity we are looking at is some topological regularity. So let me fix some notations. X and Y will be always metrizable and separable spaces. And F will always be a function from X into Y. So the general idea of the process is the following. D will be a dense sequence of X, and for each point X of X, we'll extract a subsequence of G, which converges to X. We will call it Sn, which depend on X and on the sequence. So and we will say that F is recoverable with respect to sequence XP if and only if for each point X, then the images of the points of the extracted subsequence tend to the image of X by F. So this is recoverable with respect to XP, and in general we say that F is recoverable if we can find a dense sequence such that F is recoverable. With respect to XP. Mm-hmm. So, results concerning recoverability depend on the way of extracting the subsequence. So I'll give you two algorithms, that is, two ways of extracting subsequence. The first was the original one by Dargy and Evans. So let me draw a picture. Yeah. No, the general process will be, well, will be the algorithm I will specify. Okay. Okay. So, consider a point X. So you've got your dense sequence XP. So the first point of the extracted sequence will be X0. And then or maybe I should specify, this works when we fix a metric. Even metric on X. So here you, well, not only metrizable but metric. The metric is fixed. And consider the ball with center X and with radius the distance between X and X0. And then take the first element of the dance sequence, which is inside this open ball, say X3. And then you do it again. Okay. So the precise definition is the following. So it's Sn of x and xp if x is one of Sn of x and xp, and otherwise it's what I said. It's x and x, the minimum of p such that the distance between x and xp is strictly smaller than distance between so now we come to Baer class 1 functions. What I mean by Baer class 1 is that the preimage of each open set is an F sigma set. So the original result by Lerche and Evans was the following theorem. Then, if F is a recoverable, then F is Baer class 1. And if X is compact and F is Baer class 1, then F is recoverable. Well, we can extend this result in two different ways. So, again, XD is metric. So if so assume that F is Baer class 1, then F is recoverable in the following cases. First, if X is a countable union of totally bounded subspaces, and second, when X is what we call the discrete ultrametric space. Well, I will give you the definition. Ultrametric just means that it's a strong form of the triangle inequality. And discrete doesn't mean at all that the topology is discrete. It means the following. It means that when we take a sequence of real numbers which are distances between two points of X, you assume that it's strictly decreasing. Then the limit has to be zero. An example, classical example of a space which satisfies two and not one is the Bayer space with its usual metric, you know, take two infinite sequences of integers which are different, so they split at some point, say take n the minimal point, such point, and take two to the minus n. Unfortunately, this doesn't work if we don't assume that the ultrametric space is discrete. So let me give you an example. Consider space Z of sequences of positive rational numbers. Which are strictly increasing to infinity. So what metric do you put on it? Well, call this Q. So the distance between Q and Q prime will be, of course, zero if Q equals Q prime, and two to the minus, so the minimum of two numbers. So assume that Q is not Q prime, so you can find the minimum integer for which Qn is not Q prime n and take Q2 and take this integer and same for Q prime. So it seems to be the same kind of metric than on the Bayer space, but not exactly, because it's not only the position where the sequence is split which is involved, but also the values. So in this space, we can find a closed set, which is by definition a set of sequences for which satisfies for all n, Qn is between n and n plus 1. Well, it's closed. We can show that it's closed. So its characteristic function is Bayer class 1, but it is not recoverable. this shows that this notion of recoverability is a metric notion, and I wasn't pleased with that, because you look at the definition of Bean-Bear class 1, it's a topological notion. So I was looking for another way, another algorithm, and there is one which will work in the general case, which is topological. So to give it to you, I need a notion, which is the notion of a good basis for the topology of X. So let be Xn the basis for the topology of X. We will say that Xn is a good basis . Well, it's a kind of a convergence notion for open set. For each open set U in X, for each point of X of U, you can find an integer M0 such that for L M bigger than M0, we have the following implication. If xn contains x, then xn has to be a subset of U. Well, we can easily check that we can find a good basis in any metrizable separable space by just embedding into the Hilbert cube. So let us fix a good basis for the topology of X. And the idea for the algorithm is similar to this. So it takes again a point X in your space X. The first element of the sequence will again be X0. And then consider the first element of the dense sequence for which we can find an element of the good basis which contains X and this element, but not X0. And then do it again. So the precise definition is the following. The beginning is identical, and then we take X and X, the minimum of the P such that you can find an N integer such that X and XP are in XN, but this XM has to be disjoint from the previous points of the extracted sequence. And so the theorem is the following, that F is Bear class 1 if and only if F is recoverable in this sense. So the individual behavior of Dirac class 1 functions with respect to recoverability is very good. You can fix you have x and you fix a good basis on x, and then you can, but the you can take the same basis for all functions. Yeah, the dense depends on the function. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and for any good basis. So now let's take a look at the collective behavior of Dirac class 1 functions. So it's the uniform version of this definition. We will say that we fix a set A of Dirac class 1 functions. And A, well, we will equip the set with the point-wise conversion topology. And we say that A is uniformly recoverable if and only if we can choose the same dense sequence for all functions of A. That's a very strong property. We can see very soon that it's a strong property. For example, if A is compact and uniformly recoverable, then A has to be metrizable. Can we hope the result, if A is metrizable and compact, it is uniformly recoverable? The answer is no. A point-wise convergence topology. So let me fix some notation. S is the set of finite sequences of zeros and ones whose last element is one. So S is empty, or S is not empty, and its last element is one. And we will define fix alpha in the Cantor space of infinite sequences of zeros and ones, and define I of alpha. I will be a continuous injection of the, it's a map which is defined on the Cantor space and into two, so two is of course zero one. So the image of beta is is zero if we can find a sequence in S such that S starts infinite sequence alpha and beta is s followed by infinitely many zeros, and take one otherwise. Okay, so what we can show is that, now take A, the range of I, we can show that it is a metrizable compact space, and is not uniformly recoverable. So shall we stop? No, because we have a positive result in the context of Banach traces. So let me give a general simple result before. Assume that there is a finer separable metrizable topology on X, which is made of F-sigma sets for the initial topology, and which makes functions of A continuous. So the result is that in this case, A is uniformly recoverable. Oh, and the proof is quite simple. It's simply because you just take the identity map from X into X with a new topology, and it's Baer class 1 because of this. So by the previous result, it's recoverable, and that's it. So now, let's apply this to Banach spaces. Well, with a similar example, we can show that the converse is not true, but maybe I don't have time. So let's apply this to the context of Banach spaces. So let E be a Banach space. So you will take for X the unit ball of the dual space with its weak star topology. Y is just the set of real numbers, and A will be the set of restrictions to X of elements of the double dual unit ball of the double dual space, again with its pointwise convergence topology. And the following are equivalent. E star is separable. A is metrizable. See, every singleton of A has to be G delta, so I think this was well known, consequence of Banach theorem. But all this is equivalent to uniform recoverability of A. Is uniform recoverability. So implication A implies D is a consequence of the previous fact, and we can quite easily see that D implies C. It's just the definition of recoverability.